Spiritual Life Center.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
I am light. Thank you, Lari, for bringing us your rendition of the India Ari song, I Am Light. For that song contains and affirms our true nature. It says, I am light. It's reminding it, you are light. We are light. In fact, this is the identity that the master teacher modeled for us as our possibilities. He gave us our identity clause when he said, ye are the light that lighteth up every man and woman that cometh into the world. Interesting, he didn't say that I am just the light. Look at me. Although he indeed was a light himself. He said that you are the light. But we have to be bold enough to affirm it. We have to be bold enough to practice it. We have to be bold enough to pray from that place and to affirm from that place to know that absolute truth that we are the light. So that belief of separation that sometimes comes into our awareness begins to dissolve and begins to go to the nothingness from which it has come so that we may express the truth. Today, we want to help realign ourselves to the truth of our being by delving into two powerful practices that are in our spiritual toolkit, denials and affirmations. I've been making reference to Emily Cady's book, Lessons in Truth, and she addresses denials and affirmations in that text. Many people know about affirmations. It's kind of everywhere these days. It's pretty common. But denials are not so much known, but they are merely two sides to the same coin. They work hand in hand. Where you use a denial, which is simply sometimes called a release, after using a denial, you follow that up with an affirmation. A denial simply means to declare an idea or thought to be false in spirit. So when we practice a denial, we are declaring an appearance which is limited, that is changeable, but does not have the final word. And once we do that, we affirm the truth. And to affirm simply means to assert positively something is so, even in the face of all contrary evidence. Sometimes people believe denial means that we deny the facts, that we deny that what we're seeing is not what we're seeing. But that's not really what a denial is. You know, there's a story that many in New Thought know about that you should know, and I'll share it. And if you don't know it, then you have it as part of your repertoire to help you remember what a denial is. There was a time that there were three clergymen who were in hell. And one of them was a Unity minister, and one was a Jewish rabbi, and the third person was a Catholic priest. And so they're in hell, and supposedly, now understand that hell is not a place, it is a state of consciousness, but this is just a story. And the clergymen were in hell, and the priest and the rabbi were talking with each other, and They were commiserating as to how they got there. And the rabbi asked the Catholic priest, well, how did you end up coming to hell? He said, well, you know, I violated my vows and I had a girlfriend on the side, and so I ended up going to hell. And so he asked the rabbi, how did you end up coming to hell? He said, well, you know, I was a closet pork eater, and I ate some pork and I ended up going to hell. And then they looked over in the corner and there was the Unity minister. And the Unity minister was kind of just muttering to himself. They didn't know quite what he was saying. And they were saying to themselves and to each other, that person's a Unity minister. They don't even believe in hell. What is he doing here? So they said, let's go over there and check it out. So they started walking over there to where the Unity minister was in the corner. And the Unity minister kind of glanced up right quick and pretended he didn't really see him. But when they got close to them, they heard him saying these words, I ain't here and it ain't hot. I ain't here and it ain't hot. Well, the fact of the matter is, he was there and he was sweating profusely. So that's not what we mean when we say that we're denying something. We're not denying a factual situation. We're not disputing how something looks in the moment. We're saying it's not true in spirit. The facts and the conditions that are changeable are released. But in spirit, everything is changeless. Everything is changeable and unchangeable. And then we accept that, and we are not in bondage to the temporary any longer. We are declaring that we are the light of pure spirit. And so the tools are to help us get back in resonance, back in alignment with our divine self. So when we use denials and affirmations, we are engaging in a process of transformation in which we transmute false beliefs that are changeable, facts that are changeable, and have, up to that point, have manifested in our life because we have accepted them as true. But we must change them. It is a disciplinary process in which we repeatedly deny or release untruths. And then we follow that up with the truth, with the words that we speak. We follow it up in our consciousness. You know, there was a young man who had convinced himself he was worthless. And all the facts of his life seemed to prove this. He never seemed to be able to do anything right in his life. And he realized one day that he was carrying a great deal of lack of self-esteem because he had constantly said to himself, and he believed what he was saying to himself, that he was cursed with having a very bad childhood. He recalled his past with people who had picked on him because he was really tall and he had huge ears. And he chose to remember and focus on a memory of his father making jokes about him. And he often talked about how bad his childhood was. He did not see himself as a worthy child of God. He did not see himself as the light that he is. But he heard about this thing called affirmative prayer with denials and affirmations. And he decided to give it a shot, you know, the best way he knew how. And he began to say, I release this belief I am unworthy. And he began to declare, I have always had a happy childhood. And in his mind, he let go of his belief that he was unworthy. He followed up with the belief that I've always had a happy childhood and I'm worthy no matter what. Those were his denials and affirmations. And he did this over and over again. And then something clicked within him. He began to have wonderful memories that he had happened to have in childhood that he had forgotten about until he started engaging in this practice. He began to remember how his grandmother just loved him and would always make his favorite pie and give him ice cream whenever he got home from school. And new memories started popping up as well about his best friend he had his entire life that was always there for him no matter what. And those memories began to surface and he began to be grateful for those memories. He began to shed his lack of self-esteem and the nobody loves me consciousness. His back began to straighten up. And he saw a new future for himself that was full of love and joy and spiritual esteem. Simply because he began to deny the error belief that he was worthless and began to affirm the truth of his being as he knew he really was deep down inside. He claimed his own way, in his own way, that he was the light, and his life was transformed. I believe in the same way you and I are spiritual beings, and we recognize that there's no lack or limitation in any of us. There's no ceiling. There's nothing in you that can prevent you from living the life that God ordained you to live. But if you believe that, if you do not accept that, it simply means you have been snagged and caught by a false notion of life, and that has become your personal law in your life. It has nothing to do with God and what God has ordained for us or the truth of who we truly are. Maybe you've been saying things like, and I've said these things before in my life, I'm not good enough. I don't have enough. I don't have enough education. Things don't go my way. If I did not have bad luck, I would not have any luck at all. You may be saying all manner of things about yourself. I'm too tall. I'm too short. I'm too dark. I'm too light. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too young. I'm too old. I have too much education. I got too little education. I got too little money. I got too much money. Wait a minute. You can't have too much money. That's an impossibility. Cancel that. Whatever your too is, if you are using it as an impediment for the fullness of the force, the fullness of God from expressing through you, you're blocking the ever-expanding good that we call heaven that the Spirit of living God has for us. And you must realize that it is a lie, a father of lies, and must be dissolved into the nothingness from which it has come, never to exist again. And it starts with repeating denials, or releasing the appearances, and understand the goal of a denial is to achieve freedom from bondage of negativity on the level of thought, on the level of feeling. And we follow that up by affirming the ultimate reality, the changeless, spiritual, infinite, limitless, invisible life and light that is within you and within me. Our words and the language that we use has power. So we don't want to use our words against ourselves, but for ourselves. You know, there's a field of study called the science of cognition, I think it's called, which says that when our language matches our nervous system, it ends up creating our point of view and the experience of our life. This is why affirmations of gratitude are so important. Affirmations firm up that consciousness. Because when we have a vibration of gratitude, we end up attracting more things to be grateful for. Understand, to affirm means to firm up. And we affirm the words of gratitude. Whenever we do that, we firm up gratitude in our awareness, in our consciousness. And consciousness, which is the sum total of our thoughts and feelings, is causal. This is why the Master Jesus Christ said, "It is done unto you as you believe." Many people complain about what isn't in life. They complain about what's missing. They complain about what's wrong in life. They complain about what's wrong in the world based upon what they can see. Based upon appearances, based upon changeable facts. And what happens? They get more of what isn't. They get more of what's missing. They get more of what's wrong. But understand, it doesn't really matter what action you take. What's really important is the energy that we bring. It's not about what we're always doing. It's about where we're coming from in energy, in consciousness. And we can determine that space we are coming from by using denials and affirmations. Another way to look at denials is to look at it as an eraser, a mental soap and water erasure.